You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Second Timothy, chapter 1, 8-10. Do not be ashamed then of testifying to our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but take your share of suffering for the gospel in the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not in virtue of our works, but in virtue of his own purpose and grace which he gave us in Christ Jesus ages ago. And now has manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. If you're a disciple, most likely you've experienced the challenge of proclaiming the good news to the people around you. Here, in this passage, St. Paul reminds us that we should accept these challenges and recognize this as a sharing in the suffering of all former missionaries and current missionaries for the sake of the gospel, the good news. And behind these challenges, we are assured to experience the power of God. He then reminds us that this ministry and this mission is not centered on what we do, but it's centered on what God has done for us in saving us through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And even reminds us of what He has accomplished in His Son. He has abolished death and brought life and immortality. This is what we proclaim. This is the message that we give to the people around us. Christ has saved us. Christ will continue to save humanity. And we need to share this good news to as many as we could. So, if you're a missionary, if you're an evangelist, you're part of a group whose task is to spread the good news, then St. Paul tells us, don't give up. Don't give up in the task of allowing the gospel to be a source of light and life for others. Persevere in your missionary work.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.